When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is We Have Options, hosted by me, personal finance expert Dominique Broadway. I left my career as a financial advisor to the 1% to help the 99% build generational wealth. No matter who you are, you have options, and I am here to help you turn those options into dollar signs. Lately, I've been having lots of conversations with entrepreneurs who are just looking to break past six figures and into seven figures, but they're just not quite sure what's holding them back. So if this is you, you are in the right place. So let me break it down just a bit. You may actually believe that you can make seven figures. You may have hired a great team and dealt with all the highs and the low lows and stress of being a CEO. So what now, right? And I'm gonna tell you what. And here are my seven steps to seven figures and what has helped me in my own journey from going from five figures to six figures to seven figures to eight figures. So the first thing is making it click. Make it click. It's very important for you to shift your mindset to actually believe that it's even possible to make seven figures. Until that clicks, it will never, ever be possible for you. And this may sound like, oh, a little fluffy foo-foo thing, but let me tell you something. If you are still believing subconsciously that it's not possible for you to make seven figures or eight figures or even to break the six figures, then you will never, ever make it happen. Being able to truly believe deep down that it's something that you can do is the first step. And one of my favorite quotes is, and I'm not sure who said it, but it's, if you believe you can, you can. And if you believe you can't, you can't. As simple as that. So that's why shifting your mindset to actually believing that it's possible is the very first thing. And I will say, for years, I always said I wanted to make $1 million. But subconsciously, I didn't believe that I could. I didn't believe that I deserved to, that I was one of those people that would be lucky enough to be able to enter that realm of finances at that level. And so for me, I realized that subconsciously over years, I was almost self-sabotaging. And so therefore I was not hitting my goals. So that's why that first step of making it click is very, very important, because once you believe that you can, you will. As simple as that, okay? Next is finding your zone. Right? What is it in your business or career that you do well and no one else can replicate it, right? And sometimes it may not even be you doing it very, very well, right? It's just you doing it yourself and you doing it your way, which may not even be the best way, but your way is the best way for you. And someone needs to see and receive that message or that product or whatever it is from you, right? Finding your zone. Figuring out what it is that you do well. All of us have something that we do, honestly, probably better than someone else or the next person, or maybe just as well, right? That's that thing that we need to be doing. And a lot of times I see entrepreneurs and they're trying to do what everyone else is doing. They're like, oh, I saw someone start a t-shirt company and their t-shirt company is doing well, so I'm gonna go and start a t-shirt company. Like, that's not how it's supposed to be. Figure out what it is that you are good at, what you're most passionate about. Because once you figure that out, the money will start to come to you and you'll realize that. Once you start truly acting in your zone of genius and really doing what it is that you're great at, the money will literally just start flowing to you, because people will want to give you their money or give your business their money to provide that product or service, because you do it so well and you do it so passionately, okay? Next is solidifying your plan, right? Let me tell you something. I feel like I meet people all the time who are just like, I wanna make six figures, I wanna make seven figures, I wanna do this dollar amount. And I'm just like, okay, cool. Well, how are you going to do it, right? What's your plan? And you will be so surprised how many people do not have a plan. right? Their plan is just to keep walking around saying that they want to do it, right? But not actually having the steps in place to make it happen, right? So what is that path for you to get to seven figures, and how will you make it happen, right? Think about scaling before you even begin to build, because if you're thinking about scaling that thing, when you're building it, you're going to build something that is scalable, right? Now, I know one of my big goals that I had, this was a couple years ago, was to make $1 million in a month, right? And that sounds like a lofty goal, right? And for most people, it's like, oh, I want to just make $1 million in a month, but not have a plan, not have a strategy to do so. And the only way that I was able to make that, hit that $1 million month, is because I had a plan. I literally had a plan that laid out all of the marketing activities, all of the things I needed to go place, all the things I needed to go into place, what my marketing budget was, all of the marketing activities, but also how are those activities going to get the leads in so that I can convert? What are the conversion numbers going to be? How many people do I need to reach to convert X amount so that we can have X amount of sales? Like, that is a plan. That is a strategy, right? Just hoping and praying that something happens is not a strategy. It's a part of it, and it may kick off the strategy, but it's not a strategy, okay? So it's very important that you solidify that plan. Next, empowering a team. Your team is going to be key, major, very important when you start thinking about scaling or creating your business, okay? Now that you know what you do well, you want to outsource the tasks that are keeping you from the money, right? So a lot of times when we start our businesses, and I know me, when I started my business, I was every single department. I was marketing, I was customer support, I was the teacher, I was the course creator, I was the content creator, I was the social media team, I was the Facebook ad runner. Like, I did every single thing. But that's not necessarily a good use of my time, right? So now that you do step two, you get in your zone of genius and you realize that you need to start putting people around you that can do those things better than you, right? Outsourcing those tasks so that you can focus on whatever it is that you're good at, right? Maybe you're good at creating the product or selling the product, and you need to use all of your time to do that. And then you find other people that can take all those other tasks off your plate so that you can focus on what it is that you are truly good at, right? And empowering that team, you know, letting them know that they're appreciated, not just by paying them, but also saying, hey, thank you so much for what you're doing and how you're helping to push the business forward, right? Really empowering that team so that they feel equally as vested into the company as you do, which is very, very important, okay? Next is building your circle. The road to a million is super, super round, right? The path is lined with your circle helping you along the way, right? So please be sure that you're making the right connections and that you are actually making connections. A lot of times as entrepreneurs, especially if you're a solopreneur, you get used to working by yourself, right? And you're like, well, I can do this and I can do it all and I can do it all by myself, right? But being able to have to surround yourself with like-minded people, with people that you can share your dreams and your goals with people that inspire you to even dream bigger, is key. Let me tell you something. I have paid a lot of money to be in rooms with people that are way more successful than me. You know why? Because it inspired me. It inspired me and it allowed me to think bigger. It allowed me to dream bigger, which ended up allowing me to set bigger goals and thus making more money. And also being exposed to things that I didn't even know existed, right? And so that circle is gonna be so important, because a lot of times the people that you're having in your circle are gonna be the ones that you're going to share your goals with, share your dreams with, and maybe even, you know, start a business together with or collaborate on various projects or whatever it may be, okay? So your circle is going to be very important. So it is very vital to get from behind your computer, get outside, meet people, you know, set up coffees or even set up Zoom calls to try to connect with people that can help move your business and your mission much further, okay? Next is making the million, right? Making the million. A million is made one successful launch at a time, right? Now that you've built up the right offer and team, you're ready to go and make it, right? Making sure that you have a plan in place to actually make that million is going to be very important, right? Or hitting that high six figures or seven figures or even eight figures, right? Having a solid plan in place to actually go and make the million, okay? There has to be a plan. Don't forget, there has to be a plan to make it happen, all right? Next is protecting the bag. Step seven, protecting the bag. Don't forget to protect the money once you've made it, right? Reinvest it, have a security net, right? A good CFO is great at this level. Having a full-time CFO or a virtual CFO or a fractional CFO, whoever it is, I don't care, but you have to have someone that is watching the money, right? Because we've seen a lot of people make a lot of money and end up very broke. And we don't want that to be you. So making sure that you're putting as much effort into protecting the money and investing the money and seeing that money grow is going to be very important. If not, you'll just end up on a cycle, right? Of literally being almost paycheck to paycheck, right? You can become an entrepreneur and still end up back in that paycheck to paycheck cycle if you're not protecting the money that you're making and growing the money that you are making, okay? So these are my seven steps to seven figures. Just to recap, step one, make it click. Step two, find your zone of genius, okay? Step three, solidify the plan. Step four, empower a team. Step five, build your circle. Step six, make the million, okay? Let's make the million. And step seven, protect the bag. Protect the money that you are making. Reinvest it, right? And really cherish it and be a good financial steward of the money that you're making, all right? So hopefully you enjoyed this episode. See you next time. In the meantime, keep your money on your mind and your mind on your options.
We Have Options is a production of Money News Network. We Have Options is written and hosted by me, Dominique Broadway. Our executive producer is Morgan Lavoie.